We should know the thinker. From the Taittiriya Upanishad. I will speak words of truth, and the words of the divine law shall be on my lips. Master and disciple, may the light of sacred knowledge illumine us, and may we attain the glory of wisdom. O Lord, let me come unto thee, and come thou unto me. O Lord, in thy waters, O my Lord, may I wash my sins away. What is needful? Righteousness and sacred learning and teaching. Truth and sacred learning and teaching. Meditation and sacred learning and teaching. Self-control and sacred learning and teaching. Peace and sacred learning and teaching. Ritual and sacred learning and teaching. Humanity and sacred learning and teaching. Satyavakas, the truthful, says, truth. Taponitya, the austere, says, austerity. But Naka, who is beyond pain, says, learning and teaching, for they are austerity, for they are austerity. He who knows Brahman, who is truth, consciousness, and infinite joy, hidden in the inmost of our soul and in the highest heaven, enjoys all things he desires in communion with the all-knowing Brahman. From Atman, Brahman, in the beginning came space. From space came air. From air, fire. From fire, water. From water came solid earth. From earth came living plants. From plants, food and seed. And from seed and food came a living being, man. Who denies God denies himself. Who affirms God affirms himself. Joy comes from God. Who could live and who could breathe if the joy of Brahman filled not the universe? If a man places a gulf between himself and God, this gulf will bring fear. But if a man finds the support of the invisible and ineffable, he is free from fear. Words and mind go to him, but reach him not and return. But he who knows the joys of Brahman fears no more. Once Bhrigu Varuni went to his father Varuna and said, "Father, explain to me the mystery of Brahman." Then his father spoke to him of the food of the earth, of the breath of life, of the one who sees, of the one who hears, of the mind that knows, and of the one who speaks. And he further said to him, "Seek to know him from whom all beings have come, by whom they all live, and unto whom they all return. He is Brahman." So Bhrigu went and practiced tapas, spiritual prayer. Then he thought that Brahman was food of the earth, for from the earth all beings have come. By food of the earth they all live, and unto the earth